The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Tell me why I'm spending time talking to my husband here, Otto, about his brother's toenail. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me explain. Okay, so my brother signed up for the NFL ticket. And if we become part of the family plan, we thought I could watch the NFL ticket too through YouTube.
Right.
But they geofenced that. So that was
because my in-laws and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Sister-matic, they all live out of state. So Otto tried all day to try to sign up, and YouTube said no.
What does that have to do with the toe? Does he have to turn toe?
So by being part of the family plan, I get family notifications. So I was getting, I have a three-year-old niece, and I was getting little Sloaney Baloney's dance notifications, swim notifications, soccer notifications.
Oh, yeah.
But once I got my brother's toenail removal surgery, I was like, you know what, T? We're good. We're gonna have to turn that off. But I guess my sister had beat me to it. She had just called him right before and said, Nobody wants to hear about your feet, dude.
Well, if you guys want to get these streaming services, it comes with a little extra.
I guess, right?
So, yeah. YouTube TV comes at cost.
And I don't mind being on the group chat because Otto's family runs deep. It's just me and my mom and my girls. So, you know, we don't have a lot going on. For some reason, there's like 80 people on this group chat. I don't know
your
who everybody
group
is.
Chat automatic?
We have a big group chat.
Oh, my God.
Huge. And so somebody might say, I don't know, I had coffee today. Okay. I mean, it just starts
and
going.
Boom, 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 boom.
Man.
I have to silence it sometimes. Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Put people on mute.
I put the whole family on mute. Just that notification because there's so many people that, and they have, everybody has everything going on in their lives that not everything's important to me at all times.
Are you guys a family of iPhone users, Android users, or is it like more of a blended
family? It's all
iPhone.
It's all iPhone. It's all blue.
Well, that's a blessing.
Right? Oh, is it?
Because, yeah, nobody
There's no green bubbles.
Oh, my God. That's the worst person to be in a group message with.
No, it's not. I used to be a green bubble. Yeah. All the time, Anthony. You and Otto, my husband over here, would shame me constantly about the green.
And I don't know. I mean, I used to be an iPhone snob. I'm not an iPhone snob anymore. I feel like the Galaxy and all those other new Samsung phones are starting to step
up. They're the only ones that have changed. iPhone's like the same. They just charge you more money.
When you guys' iPhones get struck down, don't get mad at me.
Tim Cook's going to come take our phones from us from the studio.
It doesn't negate the fact
Tim Cook is not Jesus, okay?
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying it doesn't negate the fact that it's still annoying to group chat with an Android user.
Oh my gosh.
That is disgusting.
Could you date someone who's an Android user?
No.
Anthony, why?
You're an iPhone snob.
Yeah, because they're clearly
You're racist.
Because they're clearly making, they're already making dumb decisions. And then they want to date me. That's an even dumber one. So, yeah, but Automatic, I do have a question in regards in your group chat, Otto. Is there, who's like the most colorful texter in there? Is it your mom?
My mom comes with the biblical stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's
it
a lot.
Is Mama Matt.
There's a lot of, and then my brother Matt is the quotes guy. And I would say like I'm probably the most colorful person in the conversation.
Your brother does like morning motivation quotes?
Yes.
Hey.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're really, really good. Like yesterday he sent me one. And I was like, oh, that was good. But
you know what? We should bring some of those to air sometimes.
We should read some of your
his motivational quotes.
DJ Matt's Max motivation. Brothers, that's hilarious. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Cheeseburger Day.
Let's go. Only one meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not double.
That's okay. I'll have two.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking up is really hard, right? Breaking up is the worst thing ever. I don't care if you're ready for a breakup. It hurts. There's a guy on TikTok that is moving out of his apartment, and you can clearly see that his ex is there. And something must have gone down. I don't exactly know what happened. But he hired a mariachi to follow her around the house while he's moving out. Take a listen. What? The entire time that this is happening.
Oh, man. He did this on Mexican Independence Day?
If he didn't, he should have, because that'd be funny. Obviously, whatever happened to them was
That's
not
so
good.
That's funny, because unexpected mariachi music is the worst.
What do you mean?
If you've ever been out somewhere and you're like, I don't want to hear mariachis, and then they turn the corner and they're just like all playing.
Oh my gosh. When you're at the restaurant, and I love mariachi music, but when I'm eating,
I want it before.
In my face.
Yeah,
I want it before.
So I can only imagine when I'm angry all packing.
One time I was in L.A. with a bunch of my friends, and we were staying at this apartment, and we partied all night long, and this guy, he came downstairs, and he was trying to start a fight with me because we were making too much noise, and he knew the cops were coming up, but he was just, this is the kind of guy that is just a weird guy. So the next morning, he put his speakers on full blast with mariachi music.
Oh, Otto?
Blasting out the... He literally faced the speakers down. Well,
I bet you guys hated that.
Yeah. Oh, well, started at 6 a.m. and left him on all day.
You grew up with a lot of Latinos, so you know that just means it's time to start cleaning.
Wake up and start cleaning the house. But that was, you know, that's different. The most annoying thing that I think I've ever done, or petty, because I don't know that it was annoying, petty thing I've ever done with an ex is had his mother help me move out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I had his mother help me pack everything up, and then she knew where I was, and he didn't. That's pretty petty, right?
I think
it's pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, you turned a woman who brought him life on him, she
brought him into the world and chose me. That's how bad he was.
How was she though during it? Was she like so?
Oh, she helped me hide. She helped me pack everything. Okay, she helped me
funny
plot and scheme. Mm-hmm. To get my new place.
On her own son?
Yeah, he was not a good person. Yeah, that was the most petty thing ever. I don't even know, you know, and he didn't. He ended up finding out later that she helped me, but he knew he was bad too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's anything. The mariachis might have been a good cherry on the sundae.
Compared to, you know, having somebody's mother flip sides, I've never done anything like that.
I don't know that anybody can top that.
Yeah, I might have got you. I've told the story before, but I went to Spain to go see a girlfriend. And I was over there. I got to find out that she had a boyfriend in Spain while I was there. So
that's awful to go overseas to find out.
Go overseas to find out your girlfriend's cheating on you. So I come back and I'm in the United States and her cousin has a party. And so I decided that I was going to make sure that I found myself a girlfriend for the night.
Nice.
So then have the whole family
find out. At her cousin's house?
At her cousin's house. So all the family got to find out. Everybody got to know. I feel like I won that one.
That is not okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the level of petty that I want to. I don't know if I want to ever reach that level of petty, but that's. I'm glad I have friends.
I felt bad after, but at the time it felt kind of
good. That's dirty, naughty petty. That's not like that.
I flew halfway across the world to find out she had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do? Lay down and cry?
No.
Well, you lay down all around. I think she would have preferred you lay down and cried instead of what you did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so let me tell you this story. There was this little boy, he was missing for 3 days, and he was saved by a dog.
What?
3 days he's gone
missing.
Man's
best friend.
ABC did an interview with him and his family. This is incredible.
I got to meet the dog that saved my life.
Wow.
Just 4 weeks ago, Cody was fighting for his life. After a skateboarding accident, he tumbled 240 feet into a ravine near his home for nearly 80 hours. Cody's family and volunteers searched for him.
I've been told that if I had to spend a couple more hours down there, I wouldn't have made it.
Then the 6-year-old bloodhound was given a pair of Cody's shoes. Within 20 minutes, he put that well-bred nose to work, tracking the scent straight to Cody, lying in a foot of water, badly injured, but alive.
Because of him? 20 minutes, man, I'm refreshed. Thanks, Bubba.
Cody spent 11 days in a coma, a month in the ICU, and is still in rehab. But today, he's back at school and a little closer to being a kid again.
Just got to get the head healed, and then I'm Cody again.
That dog found him in 20 minutes. They'd spent hours and hours. Dog's like, let me tell you where he is. Right here. I didn't realize it was that bad. A coma for that long? And in the water? I mean, that is so dangerous. If you are stuck in water like that, your body can start to deteriorate and break down.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Hypothermia can happen in there. So,
yes.
Yeah, shout out to that stinky foot.
And, I know, right? This teenage shoes.
Yeah. Teenage shoe. But the dog's like, oh, I got this.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
He's right over here.
He's like, teenage boy shoe. I can smell him. Yeah. I never fell in a ravine, but remember when I went down into the Rio Grande to go get our dogs?
Oh, Otto, that was crazy. That was, you were in muck, like waist deep muck.
So I had our dog, Didi and Hades, had gone down to the Rio Grande. I actually had to jump down into the river and walk out into the actual Rio Grande. He was stuck in the middle, like in a grass patch.
It was like an island in the middle of the river.
Yeah, and so I thought, he was crying, and I was like, I got to get him. And
he would have died out there.
So I walked out there, and I had to put him on my shoulders because the water was so high. But when I was coming back, I actually started slowing down significantly. And luckily, this man was walking by, and he jumped down into the river, and he got into his underwear and helped me bring the dogs out.
I was going to say, you're forgetting the best part. It was a couple on the same trail as we were. And the man just stripped down to his drawers. Otto was in his drawers. This strange man was in his drawers. And they both carried the dog out together.
Naked and afraid, so.
Yeah, pretty much. Naked and afraid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How involved will Travis Kelce be when it comes to planning his wedding to Taylor Swift? He's talking about it. We're going to play the audio for you right now after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Exhibit celebrating his birthday. Jason Sudeikis celebrating his birthday as well, too. Jada Pinkett Smith and Alex Warren.
All right, so New Heights podcast, which I've never seen to this day, but I'm watching all of the outtakes when it comes to Taylor Swift. Jimmy Fallon was on there with Jason and Travis Kelce. And you know Jimmy's going to weasel his way in there and get some info. And he asked Travis, are you already planning the wedding? Are you involved in planning the wedding? And here's his answer.
Yeah, that's the next step. That's the next step in it all.
Don't stress you about it, too. I remember thinking about it with my wife.
That one's going to be easy. I just got to figure out if win a football game first.
Yeah, you got to do one of that.
The wedding planning will be easy compared to trying to figure out how to catch a goddamn football.
Yeah. Are you going to do DJ or band?
Yeah, I think we're live music kind of people, you know?
So I've seen you perform. You have to.
You knew Jimmy Fallon was going to get some wedding tea. So we know they're going to have a band, and we know he's fully involved in planning the wedding. Kudos to Taylor for getting Travis to get in there that.
I didn't take that he was fully involved in it. I took that he's more concerned about winning a football game.
No, he said it was easier to plan the wedding than win a football game. That
was a lot more passionate about talking about the football game than he was about the wedding.
I'm sure fans of football that listen, because those are the people listening to this podcast, are like, sir, you need to work on that. I'm glad that he's involved. We heard through the grapevine that Benny Blanco wasn't as involved as Selena Gomez wanted him to be, rather. I think it's important for the groom to be as involved in the wedding.
You know, the more he's involved in this wedding, the more the Chiefs suck. So, Travis, do your thing, playboy. Plan that wedding. Yeah.
Don't blame the wedding on this team getting older. You know, every dynasty comes to an end.
Okay, first of all, they're not that old. And for some reason, Patrick Mahomes doesn't got it going either. They got too many other things going on besides football.
Yeah, wedding on the mind. Be a good husband, dude. It's better for the rest of the NFL.
You think they'll have Kansas City Chiefs colors? At the wedding?
Oh, God, no. Ew, gross.
Yeah, her favorite color is red.
Looking like mustard and ketchup? That's disgusting.
Yeah, but her favorite color is red. So they'll probably have some sort of red in there.
Red, but not the yellow. Red and yellow? Ew.
Is it red?
Heinz
I don't know what color they are. That's horrible. That I say that. It's like mustard and ketchup. Yeah, that would not be good.
It looks like a big Take 9 concert.
Kansas City.
So disappointed in that. So what will their colors be?
That's a question for you, Dana. I don't know.
This is so hard.
I'll tell you right now.
No, let me say something. It's so hard to try to get you guys to talk about the wedding plan. You keep going back to stupid football.
I didn't even help you plan our wedding. All I did was book the DJ.
Otto, and I'll never forgive myself for letting you rent your shoes.
I don't even remember that.
Awful. They look like black loaves of bread. It was horrible. Oh. Was your husband involved in planning your wedding? Please call us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so earlier I asked a question, to unpack or keep your clothes in the bag at the hotel room when you get there. Okay, you're traveling, you arrive. Do you just leave everything all crumbled and jumbled up in there, or do you take it out and hang it up? Now, I do have a hotel etiquette expert who's going to tell us which is the best thing to do. But the reason we're even talking about this, Otto's taking a trip. I'm so proud of you, representing USA, USA, for the NBA in China.
Yeah.
But he's going without me.
Dana is so concerned with what I'm going to wear and how I'm going to pack.
The fit's got to be right, sir. Okay, first, and I won't be there to put it together. So we're going to put it together day by day. I have his itinerary before he leaves. He's going to be on camera. Like I said, he's representing the United States of America. It's got to be right. So he has to unpack when he gets there. In my opinion, you got to put everything out. First of all, it won't get wrinkled because the man here is not going to iron.
No.
He's not going to iron.
The thing is, the reason I don't unpack is because if I don't unpack, I can't lose anything. If it doesn't come out of my bag, I'm not going to lose it. And do you know how many shirts, how many different pairs of pants, how many even shoes I've left in different hotel rooms? They're just a casualty to me unpacking.
Yeah, but, brother, you're a 6'2 white man in China. I think they're going to be able to identify your clothing pretty quickly. I don't think there's going to be confusion about whose stuff that is.
Are you with me that he should unpack for this particular event?
For this particular event, yes. But when it comes to unpacking or leaving the stuff in my suitcase when I travel to a hotel, it depends. There's two variations. If I'm going for funsies, that suitcase is not getting unpacked.
No.
If it's a vacation and I'm just there to kick it, that suitcase is not getting unpacked.
That's not fun.
I'll treat that suitcase like a vending machine. I'll just grab what I need when I need it. But if it's a business trip, I do feel as if unpacking and making sure I declutter my suitcase helps with my mental space. Therefore, I'm more productive. So I would unpack if I was automatic.
We have Miss Karen on the line. Karen, do you unpack when you get to the hotel, or do you just leave everything in the bag? Which should you do?
That's a little tricky. Sometimes, you know, you need to unpack. It depends on how many days you're staying. If you're okay. not really staying that long, does it really matter?
Yes.
Let's say it's a weekend stay.
What do you mean? What if you're saying?
If it's a weekend stay, there's certain things I do need to unpack so I can know what I'm wearing to depending on where I'm going, what we're doing.
Thank you.
You know, I take lots of shoes as well, yes. you know, because I have to have a pair of shoes for every outfit.
Thank you. So you
see,
need
and
to
I think it's crazy that Dana, every time we go anywhere, even if we're staying overnight, she has to unpack her entire bag and lay everything out.
I need to know what I'm wearing. Girl, you know what I'm saying, right? Okay, this shoe goes with yes. this outfit, and I may not feel that vibe the next day, so this shoe goes with the other one.
Yes, or depending on, like, if you're going to dinner or if you're going to, you know, you're going to amusement parks or something like that, you got to dress comfortable. You need to know what you're doing.
Exactly. And what if you feel a certain way? Like, sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to wear heels tomorrow, and then the next day I wake up, I'm like, you know what? It's a sneaker day. I need to see exactly. what's happening here.
Yes.
And that's why Dana takes a full-size bag for an overnight stay.
We women take at least 7 outfits for a 3-day yeah, weekend. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
The fact that Anthony agrees with me, Otto, and he rarely does, on this particular trip, it's important that you unpack. And actually, don't take my advice for it. Hotel etiquette expert Jacqueline Whitmire says, unpack so your items don't get wrinkled. Number 2, even though you have cleaning service, keep your room tidy because it's a small space. And if you don't keep it tidy, if you eat in the room or whatever the case is and you don't get things out, your clothes will smell like that and you won't even know to
notice. If they're in the bag, they're never going to smell like anything but
yes,
me.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You're absolutely insane.
You're not going to win this argument, Dana, and you're not going to be there to unpack for me. So,
oh,
Opie,
no.
Liberation and freedom. There it is, yeah. brother. Enjoy
a whole week by myself.
That's crazy. You got to go to China for freedom.
That like, yeah, it's like oxymoron.
Yeah, it is, right?
We're actually buying him all new bags and stuff to travel. It's a big deal, you know?
It is.
Dana's concerned if I might have paraphernalia in my bag.
I don't know.
So yesterday I had an NBA meeting and they were talking about the things that you can't bring.
Yeah.
The first thing they said on that, yeah, they're obviously, they were like medications. Yeah. If your name is not on the bottle, you can be arrested for that.
What if I left a bottle of melatonin or something inside of a bag? I swear.
They even said, do not bring melatonin. Do not bring.
Did they really?
Yes. They were like, you can buy these things here. Don't bring any kind of over-the-counter product that you could buy there because it could become a problem. And then, of course, they were like, don't get Brittany Griner'd. So
that's exactly
shout out BG, the GOAT.
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cardi B is having a baby. Offset is not the father. No, her ex-husband is not the dad. We will let you know who it is and actually play the audio of the moment she revealed she was expecting after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Exhibit celebrating his birthday. Hey. Ted Lasso, or his government name is Jason Sudeikis, celebrating his birthday. And we also have Alex Warren and Jada Pinkett Smith.
All right. So everybody knows now Cardi B is pregnant. We all suspected it. You know, you saw her in court. Even my mother was like, is she expecting a baby? Oh my God, I love her wigs. Like, you know, everybody knows who Cardi B is. The baby, though, for me is a surprise because I know she had a very tough breakup with Offset. For years, they were going back and forth. You know, he stepped out.
How many years were they married?
Oh, my gosh. It's
probably a good 4 or 5 years, right?
Maybe 5 or 6 even. And they were together a long time, too. And everybody was hoping that it worked out. It didn't, though. It's okay. They've moved on. She's having a baby. Here's the moment. Gayle King on CBS asked her, are you expecting a child?
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number 4 for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man, we're very supportive of each other. We're like in the same space in our careers.
By that, what do you mean by that same space? That you're both doing well? What do you mean?
You know what it is? That I feel like we're really great and one of the best at what we do. And me and him think the same way. Like, it's like, yeah, we're one of the greatest, but what's next? What are we doing again? We do it again. We have to do it again all the time. It's not like we're never like comfortable. We just want to keep doing it. And that's just how we both are.
She does look happy. She has a glow about her. She sounds happy. And I am so happy for her. And I don't know Cardi. I'm blocked. You know, I'm not, I can't even follow her on Instagram. I would tell any woman, any of my friends, anybody that I cared about, anybody on the street, I just really hope things work out. And if they don't, I guess I'll be okay. But man, I know she was really in love with Offset. He hurt her. And now I don't want this man to hurt her.
Yeah, because he is a known playboy. He's, when he
was, I don't know anything about this man.
Yeah, when he was on the Minnesota Vikings, they did a video where they went around the locker room and they asked everybody, who would you least want your sister to date? And every single person in the locker room said Stephon Diggs.
That was almost like a decade ago, though. So I think he's probably grown since then. They're both in their 30s now.
You said he was in the latter part of his career, correct?
Yeah, he is. I almost hope that he's okay, because she doesn't sound as elated as she does whenever she used to talk about Offset. There's a lot of gas.
I think she's, let me tell you, you said, you know, he's older now. She's in a different space, too. I think she's holding back a little bit on this relationship. We've seen them put each other out there, but not really. Not like her and Offset did.
She might have just got caught off guard, too, because she did say that she hadn't even told her parents yet that she was pregnant.
I saw that.
Oh.
So
well,
she told Gail before she told her parents.
I know her dad is mad at her. Did you move on after a relationship and get pregnant fast, and it all worked out? I want to hear that story. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.